Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Is the fear of rejection holding you back? Well, today I want to share some points around this. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra special one for you then. The fear of rejection has held me so many times back in business. And when I started sales, it was a huge challenge. If you want to go into a job where you're going to face the biggest level of rejection, but also build your ability to handle it, go into sales. Trust me, it's great. And I don't even do the door-to-door sales. That's really going to build your confidence, even though it's going to be hard at first, and your ability to deal with rejection. I was talking, a guy actually called me up yesterday to try and sell me something, and he was really, really good. He was so good that I had to hung up the phone because he was so good, and I didn't want to spend what he was talking about, and I knew I would have, but I had the money aside for another investment. So I always admire those kind of people, because as long as they're doing it out of integrity, of course. Now, it has held me back a lot. Like, again, talking about the sales, when I started my business, I was terrified to talk to people, message people in fear that I might get rejected. In my own career, like, I was scared to talk to people, ask people to do jobs, even us in project management, not necessarily always the project manager, but I would be terrified of them saying no or being unhappy. There's many other areas as well. Like, dating was a huge one. Like, I wouldn't reply or message certain girls because I was worried that they would like not reply to me. And this is just being totally honest. Or I would like just try and like be casual, like, oh yeah. Don't want to text too much. Only text a couple of times a week. Yes, I did that just because I was so scared of the fear of rejection. It's better to make me look like cool and laid back, and that didn't work out very well. And it didn't work out very well in business, didn't work out very in career when I was coming up with these excuses and these surface level, like, oh, I'm not that bothered, I'll do it later. It was actually a huge level of fear of rejection. And when you can get honest with yourself, it can really, really help. Now, why do we have the fear of rejection? Well, I worked it out myself and then I studied this. It's very much linked to survival. Like, our brain is crazy. It's awesome. It's amazing, but it's crazy how it works. Like the emotional, the survival's part of it. And the association of someone not liking us a lot of the time is linked to the need for survival. So from a young age, we're dependent on someone. And when they start, usually as a baby, you know, they love us unconditionally. And then there's certain things, and parents generally, you know, still can unconditionally love us depending on the relationship and who they are. Not all, but, you know, it varies. But then there's certain conditions or behaviors. And if we're like naughty, if we shout, we scream ourselves, all those kind of things in that young age after being a baby, like we can get told off. And very much that kind of fear of doing something wrong and rejection starts coming into play. Now, based on your experiences, particularly in an early age and going through, that's going to really reinforce your fear of rejection or not, depending on what happens to you. So it is something you can definitely work through, and I've worked through, but it's one of the biggest human fears. Certainly, like speaking to so many people, like usually people surface level, like, yeah, I'm not that bothered about, for example, I talk to a lot of people wanting to start a podcast. Yeah, I'm not that bothered about starting a podcast right now. And then you talk to them a little bit and it's actually, oh my God, what are people going to think about me? Like if they hear my voice, like I've had people dislike me on this podcast, but actually because I'm so driven to share information, I love creating this content, like that drive overcomes any kind of like negativity all day. But for some people, the fear of rejection, and there's other areas where fear of rejection may have been a bit more of a challenge for me. It certainly was when I was creating my first YouTube video. I was like, yeah, I'm going to wait a bit. So often just pay attention to your excuses and Are they actually disguises for the fear of rejection? Because when you can get honest with that, that's a great start. Like I just shared some of mine, like being like, I'm not that bothered about dating her, or like, I just lay back, not texting. No, I just fearful of rejection. That's what it was. So how is it helping you holding yourself back with the fear of rejection? Because if you're like me, it ruined a lot of opportunities personally and professionally. So let's go into some practical tips. Now, this first one, you're not going to like, but it's the most effective one. Get rejected more. Face the fear more. It is crazy, right? Now, you don't have to do it in a huge way, okay? You don't have to go and tell the girl of your dreams or the guy of your dreams that you're madly in love with them, like straight away, okay? Now, jumping into that is great. You can do that if you want. Obviously, there's a time and a place and a certain way to say it, and we won't go into dating right now. But yeah, just going around and you tell someone you're madly in love with them, maybe a bit too much. Anyway, that's an extreme example. But we're talking about small little increments, okay? We're talking about small little increments of rejections you can face, both in your professional life and personal life. So, for example, if you're scared of someone saying no to a job that they've got to do at work and you want to hand it over to them, go and do it. And then make sure you praise yourself for asking whatever their response is. Scared of talking to this, like in England, we're terrible with this. Like people don't like, I don't live in London, but I've heard stories of people live in London. I've traveled there. People on the tube just like don't even talk to each other. Like not everyone, but it's generally the view, unless they know each other and they're walking or commuting to work together. We're so scared of like saying hello to someone and someone ignoring us. I remember like walking down the street and like saying, good morning, good morning, good morning. Two of them blank me. No, not talking to you. Not talking to you. Miserable. Didn't look happy. Now they may not have been miserable, but they certainly blanked me and they didn't look happy. And then the third one smiled, hey, good morning. Great. Amazing. But I praised myself for whatever the response was. So go out and get rejected more and then praise yourself, because that's teaching your brain that rejection is not a bad thing. I made 25 calls the other day in my sales role, most of which didn't know what I was talking about. For some reason, they got through into our system. And some of them didn't speak the language. And one or two basically called me names, even though they'd signed up for information. Do you know what I did? I patted myself on the back and said, well done. I didn't retaliate in any kind of way. I was just like, well done, Johnny. You took the action. You're awesome. I've had people like interested in an offer for one of the companies I support. And they're like, not quite now. And, you know, I did my best and I praised myself. And then actually what I've learned is rejection's not that bad. And I feel proud of myself if I've done everything I could. So start going out and getting rejected more. And then the second thing is actually look at your rules for rejection. What are your rules? Is it that like someone has to say one bad thing about you that makes you feel rejected? Like if so, that's a pretty easy rule to keep feeling rejected. Or if more than five people don't like your Facebook status, that's rejection. Like it's crazy, right? I know, because I've experienced this, but our brain has like written these rules from like our early experiences or later experiences again and again and again. And then when you start looking out at your rules for rejection, if you just write them out on a piece of paper, I suggest, it's like stupid. And then actually having that conscious awareness allows you to write some new rules. And if you keep saying those rules to yourself again and again and again, so for example, a new rule could be, I only get rejected when I tell myself that I reject myself. Like you, that's going to be quite hard to do. Right. It's not going to be hard to do, but why do you want to do it? Like, so then if someone comes up and says, I wasn't that impressed by your latest bit of content, or I didn't like your latest podcast. I'm just talking about mine. Or yeah, I'm not going to sign up with you today. It's not really for me. Then if those things aren't in your rules for rejection, how can you feel rejection? Well, you know, you're always going to be open to it, but start writing your rules for rejection. And then the third one, right? Stop hanging out with people who make you feel bad. It's a very simple one, yet we're not even aware. And then there's these attachments we've got to people. It's going to be hard to move away from people perhaps you've been around with for a while. Maybe that's a relationship. Maybe it's just an intimate relationship. Maybe it's people, friends you hang out with. Now, think about how hard it's going to be if you continue like that. So then start moving away from people who make you feel bad. Okay, so those are my three points, main points I want to share. Just before I dive into my extra point, I want to thank you for listening today and to let you know that if you're thinking about starting a business or you've just started one and you're a little bit stuck, you're a little bit overwhelmed, then I've got you covered. Like, see if we're a right fit. All you've got to do is message me the word grow on Instagram. That's grow on Instagram. I'll leave this in the show notes, or email me the word grow on email, coaching@johnnypardo.com. So let's go into the final point. This is a game changer. This has been a game changer for me. And it can be quite an emotional one at first. And that's to look at yourself in the mirror every single day, every morning you get up and before you go to bed, and say your name. So I'd say Johnny, and say, I love you. So I would say, Johnny, I love you. And saying that to yourself and looking at yourself in the eyes, it's going to create a really stronger relationship with yourself. And I've given people this exercise before and they're like, that's really emotional, really hard. Of course it is. It's going to be hard to do if you've been criticizing yourself and feeling rejected. Yet when you truly can fall in love with yourself, this sounds a bit like cheesy and stuff, but it's super effective. When you can really start to feel love for yourself, then why do you need other people's approval as much? So just do that one simple thing every single day. So that's what I've got for you today. Again, if you're really looking to improve your life, with your business, and you're new to it, or you're thinking about starting one, then all you got to do is message me the word grow on Instagram, or you can email, if you don't have Instagram, you can email me the word grow. We can have a conversation about how I can support you confidence, mindset wise, and strategy wise with that business. So that's what I got for you today. As I just mentioned, you're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.